your neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
News just in, two brothers accused of the murders of rapper Keenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Thabela Motsoane have been extradited to South Africa. International police organization Interpol coordinated the handover of Siyabonga and Malusi Ndimande to the SAPs in Eswatini this morning. Our reporter Nashira Sothiel is at King Shaka International Airport, where the pair is being processed through immigration. Nashira, can you fill us in on what's happening at the airport right now?
Well, I can tell you at this moment, we have a high number of police here that have basically formed a line outside of the international arrivals terminal. And we understand that brothers Siyabonga and Malusi Ndimande will be making their way out of these doors shortly. Now, I just want to fill you in. About half an hour ago, the team investigating the AKA and Thabela Motsoane murder case made their way into the King Shaka International Airport. They were led by Kumarasan Pillay, the warrant officer who's the investigating officer in this case. He is expected to collect the brothers from Interpol officials who are in the process of processing the brothers. They're going to come out the store and hand them over to the team that is investigating the AKA and Thabela Motsoane murder case. We understand that the brothers are facing three charges in three different cases at this stage, 24 charges in total. But as I speak to you now, Natara, the brothers are yet to come through those doors. The only information that we have is once they do come out, it's going to be super quick. They're going to come out. They're going to be taken into a very small room near that terminal. In there, they're going to be read their rights and they're going to be formally arrested. After that, the team is going to walk them out of King Shaka International Airport, put them into a police van and hold them off to the Durban Central Police Station, where they will wait until they appear to be at the Durban Magistrates Court later. So that's the information we have at this point.
Thank you, Nashira. That's our reports. Nashira Sothiel crossing to us live from King Shaka International Airport. Now, Eskom KZN says network overloading caused by electricity theft and meter tampering are to blame for the ongoing supply issues in Zululand's Edumbe area. The utility says the challenges aren't due to neglect on Eskom's part. The power producer has been reacting to a video which circulated online last week and featured a district municipal official raising concerns about the area's unstable electricity supply. Eskom says two transformers in the area remain out of service after they were damaged by overloading, adding that tamper fines were also not settled. The utility has explained that according to policy, 75% of tamper fines must be paid before transformers can be replaced or reconnected to ensure accountability. Officials have urged residents to report any illegal connections. And Dr. Mokoena Maluleke has been appointed acting chairperson of the NSFAS board. Higher Education Minister Buti Manamela says the former Labour leader is being brought in to maintain stability as the department finalises the appointment process. Former chair Dr. Karen Stander resigned last week, citing governance issues at NSFAS and claims of bullying, intimidation and racism. She was appointed in February after the previous board was dissolved by former Minister Bladen Samande and NSFAS was placed under administration. Manamela says he's acknowledged the challenges at the entity and has held discussions with Stander and the board. He says applications for NSFAS funding for 2026 will close at the end of the week. A recap of our lead story this hour. Two brothers accused of the murders of rapper Keenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Thabela Motsoane have been extradited to South Africa. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.